Supplemental reading. Identity theft. You finish dinner at a cozy restaurant. The waiter delivers the bill and you give him your credit card. He takes it and returns moments later with your receipt. It sounds like a simple transaction, but what if the waiter wrote down your credit card number? It's that easy to become a victim of identity theft. Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in the world. From 2002 to 2003, the rate of this crime jumped 79% in the U.S. Between 500,000 and 700,000 people are victims of identity theft each year. Over 7 million Americans have already been victims of identity theft. This might scare some people away from using the internet, but more than half of all identity theft crimes are committed by roommates, neighbors, relatives, or coworkers of the victim. Right now, only about 1 in every 700 identity theft criminals is caught. This makes those criminals feel very safe, so identity theft will not stop anytime soon. On top of that, it can be very profitable for the criminals. If a criminal uses your stolen credit card, the credit card company is often responsible for the losses. Identity theft fraud costs financial institutions about $2.4 billion every year. By the end of 2003, $221 billion worldwide had been lost to identity theft. So, the next time you use your card to pay for dinner, walk to the cash register yourself. It only takes a cautious attitude to save yourself from the nightmare of identity theft.